Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering in class. USA Prepares is the largest preparedness broadcast in the country. And we've been solar-powered for about a half a decade. And it works, literally. And so we originate this broadcast at the farm in Wright County, Missouri. And the signal travels digitally to Genesis Communications Network and then out to the rest of the world. It goes. Thank you, Genesis Communications Network. Thank you, Jason. And it looks like for hour number one, it's me. Hour number two, it's going to be, as usual, Bert. And we'll be talking about engineering. Electrical engineering and things like that. And I've got a few things to share with you today. So I got the urge to buy long-lasting light bulbs when we built our farmhouse. And as you know, our farmhouse is stone, has very tall ceilings, as high as 22, 24 feet up. And for lighting, when our son and I were building this house starting 18 years ago, We had the roof on, and what we did was we took a ladder at night and we took can lights, and these are recessed lighting fixtures. They look like cylinders that are domed at the top, and we placed light bulbs in them and we shined them downward to find out where to put these light fixtures. So we bought a lot of them, and there are a couple reasons. One, they have a nice, clean look. They go with every decor. They work very well. They last the life of the building. And they're pretty efficient in terms of lighting because you can put the lighting where you want. And what's nice about them is if compared to a hanging down type fixture, like a regular fixture on a chain that hangs down, and the light bulbs are shining in your eyes. That's not the case with these. So the light shines down. And if you use enough of them, it's really great, smooth, even lighting. So we have a lot of these in the house, a lot. And I bought the incandescent light bulbs for them originally, and they didn't last very long because the heat, it's very difficult for the heat to escape these cans because the cans are upside down. And there's not a lot of air in the can. So the light bulbs get hot and they fail quickly from getting hot. I tried compact fluorescent light bulbs. And, of course, they're upside down. The base is up and the curly Q is down. And the electronics in the compact fluorescent light bulbs gets hot. And they don't last very long, about a year and a half. Ultimately, we swapped them out for LED lighting, and there is a kit that you can buy. It's called a retrofit kit, so it's recessed lighting retrofit kit. It comes with a bezel, 6-inch, and it'll accommodate 6-inch and 5-inch openings. Our cans are 6 inches, and it's a unit, and it snaps into place, and it has a screw-in adapter, so you can screw it into where the Edison base light bulb would be affixed. And they're LED and roughly 13 watts apiece. So in the place of a 100 watt, 75 watt, 60 watt incandescent light bulb, you get as much light as, let's say, a 75 watt light bulb, with 13 watts. So it's pretty efficient. And they are supposed to last about 35,000 hours, guaranteed for 7 years. Well, we put them in, and the illumination is great. It really is. And the power consumption is way lower than the incandescent light bulb. But some of them started to fail. And they would flicker. So you power them on, and one of them in the room would, you know, flash like a strobe light. And then it would settle down after a few seconds, and it'd be okay. Others would just quit, and others would just have like 5 or 10% illumination. They just glow, but not enough to really produce any substantial usable amount of light. So I bought them all from the same manufacturer, Sunco, S-U-N-C-O, on the internet. And I bought them 12 or 24 at a time. We have about 96 of them. And as they started to fail, I took note of what the failure was, and I called Sunco. And to my surprise, they said, no problem. You know, would it be okay if we send replacements out? So they sent, you know, 2, 3 at a time, and they replaced them cheerfully. I think that's extraordinary. Now, did they last the 35,000 hours that it's listed? No, they did not. Did they last the 7 years? No. But they were pleasant, non-confrontational, and polite, and they believed me. They believed me. So that's why I'm telling you this story. And I was on the phone with Lorena at Sunco yesterday, and I explained to her that one that was flickering, one that was totally out, and one that was dim. I explained where they were, and she asked me if it'd be okay if she replaced them. I said, it's delightful. So she has my name and address, and it's on file in her database, and out they're coming. So what I wanted to say is several things. Some things are within Sunco's control of the life expectancy of the light bulbs. Some things are not. Now, in 1924, there was a group of businessmen, and they met in Geneva, Switzerland. And what they did was they decided that the incandescent light bulb, which is different from the LED, of course, they decided that they needed to reduce the life expectancy of light bulbs. And all light bulbs back then were incandescent. There were no halogens. There were no LEDs. There were no compact fluorescent. They were incandescent. And this group of businessmen formed a cartel called the Phoebus Cartel. And they decided that they were going to limit the amount of hours that a light bulb will last. And they had fines among this cartel. So if one company made a light bulb that lasted longer with a new innovation, they would be fined by this cartel. So they literally ran the electric light bulb business, and they reduced the life expectancy of the light bulbs. And they had names that you would recognize. So, for example, one of the companies was General Electric. They were a big light bulb company. And there were other companies involved. Osram was another one. And Philips was another one. And by the way, don't believe anything I say. Do your own research, make up your own mind. So light bulbs were lasting up to, let's say, 2,500 hours. And this cartel said, no, no, we can't do that. We're going to drive them down to 1,000 hours. And if y'all make your light bulbs last longer than that, we're going to fine you. So they had agreements as to how many light bulbs each one of these companies would make, how long they would last, and they would penalize the members of the cartel who might wander outside the lines of coloring. You know, if they colored a longer-lasting light bulb, they'd be fined. So that's what is called forced or planned obsolescence. They forced the customers to buy more light bulbs. They didn't have to worry about competition because this cartel was the de facto big gorilla. And it worked. And it was going to run until from the 20s and till 1955. But World War II interrupted this cartel, and in 1939 the cartel came apart. So that's why you probably haven't heard about it. But let's go to LED light bulbs. So how long should they last? Well, I maintain, I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I maintain that when a company says that their light bulb will last 35,000 hours, they do testing in the laboratory. They take their prototypes, the models that they build, and they subject them. So how long are these going to last? Well, let's accelerate the wear on them. So they put them in an environment that is hotter, much hotter than would be the environment of a typical light bulb being used. So otherwise it would take them 35,000 hours of runtime to say, yeah, see, they lasted 35,000 hours, but their competition would beat them to the market, so they can't do that. So they have to do accelerated testing, accelerated wear. And they do that by heat and on-off cycles, you know, rapidly turning the light on, off, on, off, on, off, and in hotter temperatures. And they extrapolate with a guess. And they say, well, we think it's going to last 35,000 hours. They put that on the box. And then another company says, we've got light bulbs too. How long do we think they're going to last? Well, we'll go with first company, because if we say ours are going to last 1,000 hours, nobody's going to buy them. So they're kind of forced to go with what the first company says of 35,000 hours. So a lot of them say that. Well, what actually drives the life expectancy of a light bulb? And we'll just say LED light bulbs for right now. Well, they can last a couple years. They might last 20 years. And so what causes the difference in the useful life of a light bulb? Well, one thing, and many of these things are out of the control of the manufacturer. So Sunco, just for example, and I'm hypothesizing, so Sunco thinks that theirs is going to last 35,000 hours. But what they're not in control of is the electric utility company voltage. So as you learned from this broadcast, electric power utility companies used to provide 110 volts and then 115 and 120 and 125. And at our farm, it's 123.7 all the time. And it spiked up to 135 volts. Now, that's not able to be controlled by Sunco in California. So our utility blew up some of our equipment. But then the light bulbs are guaranteed for 7 years with expected life of 35,000 hours. So it's not my fault. It's not Sunco's fault. It's the utility company's fault for spiking the voltage to 135, which they admitted they did. Okay, so that's one thing. Another thing is, where do these light bulbs go? Some LED light bulbs are just screwed in like a regular Edison light bulb, and they're able to be cooled by the air. They have a heat sink. These light bulbs have a power supply that generates heat, and there's an aluminum heat sink that dissipates the heat. Well, if you put it in a can upside down, it's tough to dissipate the heat, and those light bulbs are going to last less long than if they were in free air. And light bulbs, I experimented, and as I told you over the years, that if you have a light bulb that is base down, bulb up, they last longer than if they are base up, bulb down. Okay. So upside down light bulbs don't last as long. And then I did tell you that if they're sideways, horizontal, with the base, you know, draw a horizontal line, screw into a, let's say, a fixture on the wall that lets you put the light bulb in sideways with ventilation, they last a long time. So what I'm saying is the lifespan is depending on how often the light's on and off, and the temperature, and the voltage. And the heat.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie Guy, immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, as full disclosure, I just want you to know that USA Prepares, this broadcast, does not have any sponsors, not one. Nobody pays us to be on the air. I don't get paid. None of our instructors get paid. We're just teaching based on what we've experienced, what we do, what we know. And I don't want you to think that there's some hidden agenda here. I'm just telling you that I've had a great experience with Sunco. They stood behind their products, and I'm comfortable with them. So if that makes sense to you, do your own research, and don't do anything that I do just because I do it. But I did want to share that story that Lorena took care of me at Sunco. She did a great job. She's sending me the replacements for the three that failed. And I'm impressed. I'm really impressed. I didn't have to say, well, I'll send you the pictures of the broken ones. I'll show you that they don't work. I've got the receipt. She had it in her database. She saw that I bought them. She believed me, didn't question me, and was as kind and nice as can be. She set the standard. She set the standard for customer service, and Sunco does as well. And that's the whole point, because in all the world, there's very few companies that do what they say. There are very few companies who stand behind their products, and this is one. And I didn't know that Greg was with us. Welcome, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vince. Wow, I got to switch gears because I just got off of a long conference call with people who are working for humanity and not against humanity, like these properly termed cartels that you're talking about in the lighting industry. And that was a good story, by the way. It's rare that you find somebody who stands behind their product and is, you know, really is concerned about the consumer. I just got off the phone. And, you know, I'm just humbled because if you can imagine spending $23 would be too much to spend on a solar still, something that they could not build because they couldn't afford that. It just is an eye-opener. It's an eye-opener.
Well, and Greg, tell us about it. So for those who are new to this class, Greg Lesher is an innovator, and he developed a water purification system that uses the sun's rays. It is the hydrologic water cycle, and he's come up with a way that makes it way, way, way more efficient. So he can do it with no moving parts, and it works. And he's written a book, and I've read the book. I've read the book 5 times, literally, every word. And so, Greg, $23 is standing in the way of who making this?
Yeah, people in like Kenya or just these certain areas of India and places like that, which I was on the phone with all morning. It's just, you know, we're going to work together. We're gonna find some solutions, and that's what I've been involved in lately. The past week, I've been working my fingers to the bones to get another prototype going, one that's going to be completely automated. This is going to be a little bit upgraded. It's going to actually hook up to a computer so that it monitors the temperatures and the amount of sun and things like that so that it can maximize the output at all times. And this is really important information, especially when you're designing something like this. But to hear the situations and thinking, going back to the very basic 100% passive version, it's just humbling to know that, you know, people are struggling. And when you got companies like this, and you mentioned GE, they're working against humanity, not for humanity. It's just mind-boggling that kind of mentality, to me, even exists. And quite shocking, actually. We can't have it last that long. Yeah. How disgusting.
Well, if you look at a General Electric chest freezer, they're not made in this country. General Electric sold that company out to the Chinese. So the Chinese have the tooling, and the Chinese make them, and they were able to make them with less steel, less aluminum, less everything. They're easy to carry, lightweight chest freezers. You know, everybody wants a lightweight chest freezer, right? And so they're made in China, and they quit, and they fail, and the compressors are too small. And, you know, if you think that you're going to get down to maybe minus 10 degrees Fahrenheit or maybe even colder like an American General Electric used to get, well, not really. You might get down to maybe just a little bit below 32 degrees Fahrenheit. You know, just below freezing. It doesn't work. And now you have to buy a freezer that's garage ready, because a regular Chinese freezer won't even work in the garage.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. With just days to spare before the deadline for the nation to face financial default, the Senate approved bipartisan legislation to lift the debt ceiling last night. It cleared the chamber in a 63-36 vote. On Wednesday, the bill, The Fiscal Responsibility Act of 2023 passed the House by a bipartisan vote of 314 to 117. The bill now heads to the president's desk for his signature. Presidential candidate Donald Trump, in a town hall setting last night on Fox News, claims the double standard of the Justice Department and FBI is destroying America's faith in the judicial branch of government. A James Webb Telescope image this week of Saturn's moon Enceladus is blasting a plume of water 6,000 miles high. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why don't you
got
your
take when you go to the feed for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Greg Lesher is with us, realwaterindependence.com, realwaterindependence.com. You can find his book on Amazon.com, or you can go to his website and read more about it and order it from Greg directly. And we've got Kyle weighing in from Montana. Welcome, Kyle. Hey, Kyle. Did we lose Kyle? I don't know where Kyle went. All right, let me put Kyle back on hold. Kyle, I'm going to put you back on hold. Greg, back to you.
Hey, I got a perfect market for that freezer. Down in the Antarctica during, mm-hmm. It might make it get warmer.
Well, okay. So here's the facts. So General Electric, Whirlpool, used to be RCA, Whirlpool, Philco, General Motors, all, you know, Frigidaire was General Motors. They used to make great, great American-made appliances. There's no question about it, and they would last a long time. Well, General Electric sold their appliance business to a company called, and I don't even know how to pronounce it, Haier or Haier, H-A-I-E-R. Now, you all have seen these chest freezers and appliances by H-A-I-E-R. That is the company that bought General Electric's appliance business in 2016. And it's a Chinese manufacturing company in China. So, literally, we have two of these chest freezers in our barn, small chest freezers made by the Chinese manufacturing outfit, and they're both broken. Now, if you look at them, they look like the American model, but they're really lightweight. I mean, you can pick up an end of one of these small chest freezers with one hand easily. And they both have broken compressors. Now, I don't think they're more than 5 years old. So when you go to buy one of these things, do you say, yeah, you know, do you go to the big box stores and say, I'm looking for the temporary appliance department? Do you sell those, you know, temporary appliances? I'm thinking maybe I need a chest freezer for like this week. And that's all, and I'll throw it away when I'm done with it. I mean, does anybody do that? These things are really flimsy.
Styrofoam cooler.
Right. Well, I've got a styrofoam cooler that. Well, I've got a styrofoam cooler that actually works better than this thing does. Now, what is now people are repurposing these chest freezers. They really are. And what they're out here in where there are farms, they put feed for chickens in them. Now, there's no need to plug them in because they don't work. So what they do is they take this box and they use it as a storage bin. Literally. That's what they're good for. So, and then how do you go back? Do you think the company is going to say that, well, you know, they're warranted for 7 years like Sunco says, and you've had it for 5 years and it blew up and it doesn't work anymore. Do you think they're going to give you a new freezer? The answer is no. If you go to Lowe's or Home Depot and say, hey, I bought this from y'all and it doesn't work, do you think they're going to stand behind it? They're going to say something like, we can't help you. And call the manufacturer. And the manufacturer is going to say, we can't help you. So what I'm saying is Sunco is standing out apart from the rest. That's what I see. That's what I see. And if I buy more, I'm going to buy them from Sunco because they have a track record with me. We've got, Greg, we've got a caller. I think it's Kyle. Hi.
Yeah.
You're on with
good.
Greg Lesher and me, Vince Finelli. Is this Kyle?
Yeah. Can you hear me, Vince?
Yeah, we couldn't hear you before, but you're on with Greg.
Yeah. Hi, Greg. So, Vince, it's interesting. You know, when I was a very young apprentice electrician, I was working with an older journeyman who was the first one to ever tell me, said, you know, you put those can lights in, you're going to be replacing light bulbs really fast for a long time. And it's interesting because you know as well as I do that heat is a killer of electronic anything and electric anything over time. And the same thing is true with brittle, you know, brutal cold as far as anything plastic or mechanical. You've got to be really careful with it. But it's interesting that back in, I'm talking early 80s, one of the very first journeymen I ever worked with when I was an apprentice was told me about that. And anyway, I when I got my own business many years ago, I was wiring this house, and he wanted can lights everywhere. And I said, okay, that's what you want. You know, this, the cost, the blah, 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 that kind of thing. And I said, you will be replacing more light bulbs than normal. And this before LEDs. But anyway, and he called me about a month later, and he was upset that he had to replace already a few of the can lights because some of them were in high ceilings, you know. and he was upset that he thought I had done something wrong. And I went up, I told him I'd come back out and check the voltage, and everything is all 120 volts and everything was just right. And I told him, I said, you know, the reality is I told you this was going to happen. And it's just, there's no escaping it. You know, you were talking also. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to mention, there are two kinds of can lights, okay? There's called an IC, the letter I, and then the letter C, which stands for insulation contact. And then there's a non-insulation contact. So some of the can lights, if you've got an attic, you have to remove the insulation. Let's say you have fiberglass insulation. You have to remove them from around the can because the can gets really hot. Really hot, and could possibly cause a fire with the extra heat in the summer attic. So they're insulation contact and non-insulation contact. Now, the non-insulation contact is what we install, and they're not ventilated. The insulation contact have holes in them to allow the heat to escape and go up and out of the can. The non-insulation, the insulation contact ones don't have the holes. So literally they get hotter inside and they have a thermal limiter. So when the temperature inside the can gets to a maximum temperature by this limiter trips. It's kind of like a circuit breaker, if you will. So it senses the temperature. If it gets too hot for safe use, this limiter prevents electricity from keeping the light bulb lit, and the light bulb goes out until it cools down and it comes back on all by itself. So there are two kinds. Now, the insulation contact kind is worse for the LED can lights because the heat gets trapped in there. Now, Sunco has no control over that. They have no control over whether I use an insulation contact or non-insulation contact can light. So, Kyle, and do you want to flesh out what I'm talking about with these two types of cans?
Well, yeah, you're exactly right. You know, and the reality, and I'm going to kind of cut to the chase a little bit with it, but the reality is, even with the non-insulation contact lights, like you said, that light, that can gets hot, really hot, and there is no escape. Sure, there's little vent holes in there that's going to go out. But the reality is that can is going to get really, really hot. Well, what's in the top of that can? That can is going to have the base, usually some type of a mogul type base, it's called. It's a screw-in little base. And that little base is at the top of that can where all the heat is. So that's what's going, you're going to burn them up. I've literally changed out can lights where that little mogul base is black. I mean, brown and black, where they've been. Yeah.
They all belong in the can. They all belong in that gray can over in the corner of the room.
And Kyle, let's talk about what kind of temperature you're talking about. We have a non-contact thermometer that I can just, you know, check temperatures without, you know, full contact of the thermometer bulb, if you will. And we're talking like 300 degrees, class. An incandescent light bulb upside down in a can light can hit 300 degrees. It's pretty darn hot. You'll burn your fingers if you touch it. I'm not kidding. So, what I'm trying to say is the life expectancy of an LED retrofit light kit is dependent on the voltage that the utility company provides. It depends on how the LEDs are installed, whether they're upside down or on an angle, whether they're insulation contact or non-vented or ventilated non-contact. So there's a lot, and the on-off cycles and how long the lights are on. There are a lot of factors that determine the life of these products, these LED lights. In our barn, we've got 96 light bulbs upside down. Some are compact fluorescent with a bulb around them for protection, and others are LEDs. And they're burning out there too. And that's in free air. They're in just a, you know, porcelain keyless lamp holder, which is one of those, like, lamp holders you might see in an old closet.
Vince,
you know, yes.
I've got to say this. Since I've been off the grid, all my appliances on this Outback inverter have lasted far beyond what I ever thought they would last. We're talking 20 years.
So, Greg, what I believe what you're talking about is exactly what we've been saying. The voltage from the utility companies has been going up and up and up, starting at 100 volts, going to 110, 115, 120, 125, and it just keeps going up and up and up. And that's one way that a utility company can increase their revenue. They can say, well, let's just increase the voltage 2%, and we'll get 2% more revenue. Because when they increase the voltage, and if a device uses the same amount of amps, amps times volts equals watts, and utility companies sell electricity by the watt. So they can manipulate their sales revenue by increasing the voltage.
And at the same time, provide the consumers with a gotta-have-it shop now, because it just burned out.
Right, yeah. Like a freezer. Yeah, who says when the freezer quits on Friday night, who says, it's okay, we'll just let that meat defrost, it'll be okay. Well, you know, a couple of weeks we'll go look for another freezer. It's panic mode when this happens.
Right. Yeah.
100% of the time.
A little dead animal, you know it's too late.
Right. Right.
You know, Ben, too, to add an exclamation point, my neighbor just had their fancy digital refrigerator freezer burn up after 5 years, and they paid $1,300 for it 5 years ago, and now they just had to go out and replace it with almost the exact same one, 5 years, and they paid $1,680 for this thing just to have, because they were in panic mode, just like you said. You know, they had to go out and they went and bought a brand new refrigerator, you know. I told them, I said, you'd be better off going down here to the ReStore, you know, or someplace that sells used appliances and buy an older refrigerator, stick it in there for $200-$300, and you're way better off. And it'll outlast mine. It's been going for literally the same refrigerator has been going for almost 24 years.
Right. Now, one USA Prepares instructor, Kathy, in Ohio, called me, and she had one of those fancy three-door freezers, refrigerator combinations, and it quit, and it would cost $900 to fix it. So she asked my opinion, and I said, a Whirlpool side-by-side, an American-made Whirlpool side-by-side, find one used. She found one, I think, for $275, bought it, and is delighted with it. That's what it takes, class.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Chris, I just want to put a very quick exclamation point on what we've been saying. I mentioned to you that we put a central vacuum system in our home many years ago when we built our farmhouse in Missouri. And the central vac system would trip the circuit breaker internal to the central vacuum, like after 2 minutes. So Mrs. Finelli would vacuum with this long hose, the 35-foot hose, and 2 minutes later she'd have to go and reset the circuit breaker on the central vac unit itself. Not the breaker panel for the house, but the circuit breaker internal to the central vac. And the answer from, I called the central vacuum company after all these years, and I said, so what do you guys think about this? And they said, well, we have a fix. We want to increase the circuit breaker from 15 amps to 17 amps. So if you take a normal 120 volt line at 15 amps, that's 1800 watts, okay? That's what they had rated this central vac for. But because the voltage is now 123.7, they had to put in a 17-amp breaker, which brings the wattage up from 1,800 watts of power consumption to 2,103 watts, which is literally above the recommended safe limit for a 20-amp circuit. Kyle, isn't a... it's close. It's a little over 1,900 watts. But don't you recommend when you install a 20-amp circuit, 12-gauge Romex wire with a 20-amp breaker, don't you recommend only loading that to 80%?
Yeah, actually, Vince, I try to tell people, try to figure on 70. If you really want your appliances and things to last, it's the same thing like when you're loading a generator. You know, if you're going to run a generator for backup power, whatever the wattage is, figure out how many watts your place is going to run, and then figure on, if you want your generator to last, the windings, you figure on 70% of that is what you want to run on a consistent basis.
We're talking about an electric motor. So, class,
yeah,
a 20 amp circuit is maximum, absolute maximum capacity where the wires run hot would be 2400 watts. That's 20 amps times 120 volts. That's 2400 watts. Now, if you take 80% of that, which is not as safe as what Kyle's saying, that's 1920 watts. Okay. That was the old rule of thumb, 1920 watts for a 20 amp circuit. I'm saying that this central vacuum cleaner is able to pull 2,100, which is more than the recommended normal safe limit. That's, you know, and that's only because the electric utility company has raised the voltage. They did it. They did it. And it's not fair to companies who manufacture products that use alternating current from the grid. It's not fair that they get beat up financially to warranty products that's damaged by the electric utility companies. That's the whole point.
You know,
nobody's saying that but us, right? Nobody's saying that but us.
No, and you know, our listening audience understand, but most listening audience, they'd be, it's like Christ saying, one of the apostles asking, why are you talking parables? And he says, because I'm only talking to a few.
Yeah.
If you, the education level, they're not going to be happy with until you get a refrigerator that scans the barcode as you're putting the item in the refrigerator, and it's going to tell you when it expires. They can't, you know, I don't want something that watches and listens to me in my kitchen or anywhere else.
Okay, well, I'll tell you
this
what.
This is the reason we're going. This is the direction we're going.
Okay, gentlemen, hang on to your hats, because next hour with Bert, which is going to start in about 10 minutes, 8 minutes, something like that, I'm going to tell you what fell into our lap yesterday here at the farm. And when I tell you this, it's going to make your blood boil. And it's, when you're talking about spying and being watched, this is over the top outrageous, and I have it in my hand. So I don't want to spoil this, but I want to share it with Bert. He has no idea that I'm going to talk about this, but I want to let you all know this is what's being done to us, and you're going to be furious. You're going to be checking. Believe me, when you hear what we have to say, you're going to be looking under your dashboard. I promise you, you're going to be doing that after you hear about it.
Well, Vince, I've got one more thing, and then I'll let you go. I come to a revelation the other day that just blew my mind. You know, when you go into the bathroom, you're an American. And when you come out of the bathroom, you're an American. But while you're in the bathroom, European. I had
okay.
to get this in there. This is so serious. But anyway, I'll let you go, Vince. I'm sorry to take this up. But
just one exclamation point, Kyle.
Okay.
You know, people would say they're peons. And I redefined that. I'm a peed on. Because that's what's happening. We're all
that's
being
exactly
peed on.
Right.
Gentlemen, yep. Thank you so much. Greg, thank you so much. RealWaterIndependence.com is Greg's website. If you want to learn about water distillation, you want to buy his book, you want to learn more about it, you can go to Amazon. You can just type in RealWaterIndependence.com. You'll find it. I've read the book, and I believe you can do what we've experimented with, Greg, way more than I, but it absolutely positively works. I know for a fact. I've tested it. It works. Greg, thank you so much. See
you
next week. Gentlemen, thank you.
You betcha.
And,
tuning in for next hour. I got to hear this.
Oh, you won't believe it. You won't believe it. We'll be right back.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.